The Overlook Hotel stands isolated against the Colorado Mountains, a grand old dame with secrets buried in her walls. For the Torrance family, it represents a last chance at redemption. For readers, it becomes a journey into the darkest corners of human nature and supernatural malevolence. What makes this story so deeply unsettling isn't just the ghostly apparitions or animated topiary animals. It's how King taps into universal fears. The terror of watching someone you love transform into something monstrous. The vulnerability of isolation. And the haunting question of whether we can ever truly escape our demons. The Overlook isn't merely a setting, it's a character with desires and methods, a predator that studies its prey before striking with calculated precision. Jack Torrance arrives at the Overlook Hotel as a recovering alcoholic with a violent past, having lost his teaching career after assaulting a student. His wife, Wendy, clings to hope that this winter caretaker position will save their family, while their 5-year-old son, Danny, possesses psychic abilities he calls The Shining, letting him glimpse the future and read thoughts. During the interview, hotel manager Allman mentions the previous caretaker's tragedy, murdering his family before suicide. Jack dismisses concerns about isolation, though each family member harbors private fears. Jack dwells on breaking Danny's arm in a drunken rage, Wendy recalls nearly leaving him, and Danny senses the Overlook's malevolent presence lurking within its walls. With nowhere else to turn after financial and emotional ruin, this job represents their last chance. The hotel recognizes their desperation and waits for winter storms to cut them off completely. Danny's shining makes him both vulnerable to the hotel's influence and the family's best hope for survival. Through his invisible friend Tony, he receives terrifying premonitions, blood flooding from elevators, violence against his mother, and a mysterious word, Redrum. Though frightened, he keeps these visions mostly to himself, fearing disbelief or institutionalization. Meeting Dick Holloran, the hotel's head chef who shares his gift, proves transformative. Holloran explains that people with The Shining can communicate telepathically and perceive hidden things. He warns Danny about Room 217, claiming the hotel's visions are harmless pictures in a book, advice that proves fatal when Danny encounters the decomposing woman in the bathtub. Danny understands his parents' struggles with unusual insight, aware of his father's alcoholism, the bad thing, and remembering when Jack broke his arm. His love persists despite growing danger. When the hotel awakens, his telepathic abilities become their only lifeline, allowing him to call Holloran from hundreds of miles away. Yet this power also attracts the Overlook's malevolence. It hungers to possess his extraordinary abilities and add his soul to its collection. The Overlook isn't merely haunted. It's a living entity saturated with evil from decades of violence within its walls. Through Jack's discovery of a basement scrapbook, we learn its dark history. From robber baron's mansion to gangster hideout to resort marked by mysterious deaths. The hotel's manifestations progress from subtle disturbances to terrifying apparitions. A reanimating wasp's nest, moving hedge animals, and a shifting fire hose evolve into more overt threats. Self-operating elevators dropping party favors, phantom ballroom revelers, and a physically dangerous entity in Room 217. What makes the Overlook truly sinister is its calculated manipulation of each family member's vulnerabilities. It tempts Jack with acceptance and alcohol, terrorizes Danny with specific fears, and preys on Wendy's concerns about her husband. The hotel's ultimate goal isn't merely to kill, it seeks to absorb them, particularly coveting Danny's psychic abilities, his shine. Jack isn't a monster when we meet him. He's a deeply flawed man battling alcoholism, a violent temper, and the legacy of his abusive father. His love for his family and desire for redemption are genuine, making his transformation into the hotel's weapon all the more tragic. King portrays Jack's addiction with brutal honesty. His constant battle against alcohol manifests in physical tics, wiping his mouth, chewing aspirin, and obsessive thoughts about drinking. The Overlook expertly exploits these weaknesses, first through the scrapbook of hotel scandals that appeals to his writing ambitions, then through Lloyd, the phantom bartender offering drinks on the house. The corruption deepens when Jack meets Delbert Grady, the previous caretaker who murdered his family. Grady's haunting words, "You've always been the caretaker," suggest the hotel's cyclical nature of corruption, as he urges Jack to correct his family as Grady did his own. What elevates this beyond mere horror is Jack's occasional moments of clarity, when his love for Danny breaks through the hotel's influence. Even in their final confrontation, Danny briefly reaches his father, seeing his real face struggling to emerge beneath the monsters. Jack never fully surrenders. A part of him fights until the end. Though overshadowed by Jack's downfall and Danny's powers, Wendy emerges as remarkably resilient. Initially torn between loyalty to her husband and protecting her son, she transforms into a fierce survivor when faced with the hotel's horrors. King reveals how Wendy's difficult relationship with her mother shaped her self-doubt and hesitation to leave her troubled marriage. She demonstrates keen perception throughout, noticing Jack's warning signs, his lip wiping, irritability, obsession with the hotel, before he becomes overtly dangerous. When the hotel's influence becomes undeniable, Wendy shifts from worried wife to determined protector. Locking Jack in the pantry marks her turning point, choosing Danny's safety over her husband's feelings. During Jack's rogue mallet attack, she fights back fiercely despite broken ribs and internal bleeding. Her strength emerges not from fearlessness, but from acting despite her fear. The epilogue shows her changed, physically damaged and emotionally scarred, yet moving forward with Danny. This resilience in the face of trauma makes her one of King's most realistically heroic characters. As Jack, possessed by the hotel, hunts Danny through the Overlook's corridors, the battle becomes one for both Jack's soul and Danny's psychic power. Danny confronts the creature that was his father by declaring, "You're not my daddy." This shows Danny's understanding that the hotel hasn't just possessed his father, but replaced him entirely, allowing Danny to preserve his love for his real father. In a final moment of clarity, Jack breaks through the hotel's control to tell Danny, "Run away, quick, and remember how much I love you." His last act of love, giving Danny time to escape. The neglected boiler, forgotten during Jack's possession, builds toward explosion. Its destruction represents poetic justice, as the hotel's obsession leads to its own downfall. Holloran carries Wendy and Danny from the burning hotel as the hedge animals recoil and the structure collapses. Months later, Danny fishes with Holloran, still grieving but healing. The Overlook's destruction hasn't erased the pain, but has created space for recovery, proving that sometimes we must burn our demons to the ground, even at great cost.